Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello, Ben. Are you there? I thought you were gonna do then.
I was about to. You saw my mouth. I go what? And then you go, well, hello.
Oh, I thought you were talking and I didn't hear you. So I was like, oh God, are we already fucking this whole thing up? Well, welcome to an extremely professional opening of Watch What Crappens. Ben, take it away. Sorry I boned that one.
It's all good. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the wonderful and lovely Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Hi. How are you, Ben?
I am great, thanks. We are here. It's Monday. Normally, this is our Potomac day, but, you know, we wanted to take the week off, so we're pre-recording a trailer trash of Summer House. This trailer came out at the end of last week, and what a perfect way to set up Christmas week, then by breaking down every single frame, shot, and everything on this trailer for Summer House Season 9. Can't believe this show is at Season 9 already. But before we dive into that, of course, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get your tickets to our live shows. We're going all across the country. They start next month in about a month from today, I think, or tomorrow. Really excited for that. We have the Crappies on February 1st. That's going to be in New York City. So come join us for that. That'll be a wonderful show with guests, and we always have a great time with that. We are going to be going all across North America. The schedule is on our website, watchwhatcrappens.com. And then also check out our Instagram, instagram.com/watchwhatcrappens, because we are trying to get your input to help us form the ballot, because we will be opening up voting for the Crappies in January. So go do all those things, and thanks for being here.
Yes, everybody, we sure love you guys. Welcome to another season of Summer Housen, everybody. Super exciting. Lots of what's going to happen, because Carl and Lindsay, that whole thing was a clusterfuck last year. Will it be this year? Lindsay is preggers. Is that going to be a clusterfuck? Like, what? How are you pregnant in the summer house?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on with Carl's soft launch? You know what I mean? Carl has launched, you know, Carl launched his soft penis many years ago on this show, but now he's launching actual soft drinks, which he thinks he invented the term soft drinks, hilariously enough, or brought it to America. I heard about that. In Europe, they have drinks that don't have alcohol, and they refer to them as soft. So I'm bringing that concept to America. Don't tell fucking Coca-Cola, Joker. Large purveyor of soft drinks. But anyway, so many questions. Will Paige stay out of bed this season? Because she got out of bed last year. Will Amanda just keep whining? Will Amanda ever say anything seriously or just whine a lot? I don't know.
Will Kyle treat Amanda like shit again? Maybe.
Yes.
Seems like
that is a for sure. Hey, how is Kyle's DJ career now that he's the only DJ left? Well, that's not true. He's the only male DJ left standing on Bravo after James Kennedy recently took himself out of the game with bullshit abuse stuff that he's got going on. So fuck that guy. So now we've got Kyle, you know, as the only man. We've also got Maddie, of course, from Southern Charm, from Southern Hospitality, as our other DJ.
What about another question? Jesse Solomon, will he sing another Force song in a way that he thinks it sounds really good, but is just very average? Yeah,
he will. And also, what's going to happen with Wes? Because Wes took a lot of hate last year. He turned into a pretty big douchebag. And so He doesn't seem to be too deterred. Like, he seems to keep douching on, you know, from what I've seen on social. So will he be deterred? Will he change his entire personality because he will be gun shy after last season? What do you think?
I don't know. It'll be interesting because he was beloved last year. And then all of a sudden, and by the way, yeah, he was a newbie. So he would actually, he actually qualifies for best newbie for Crappies. You know, he might have been, well, Bronwyn is probably going to be the front runner on that. But he, there was a, he may had, he could have been the closest one to upset Bronwyn, except he had such a bad reunion, such a terrible, terrible reunion. That now, I wonder, has like the goodwill come back over time? Or are, like, I personally think the last taste we had of West was douchebag. So it'll be interesting to see if he can turn that personality around and get back into all of our good graces.
Yeah, let's see, everybody. Let's get going with the trailer trash of Summer Housing. If you're on Crappens On Demand, you can see this video. If you're not, we'll try to describe as best we can what's going on the screen. So we open with the Bravo logo over where? New York City, the Empire State Building. And, you know, there's no colors on it right now, which means there's nothing to be celebrated, which is not a great sign for the season. To say.
Yeah. In a New York minute. Woo! Remember that song?
No. I sure do. Let's check it out. Do? Yes, in a New York minute.
Anything can change in a New York minute. You can be a DJ.
Okay, let's press play on this sucker.
One of the main comments we got from fans about this season was that so much of it felt so fun and light. Do you think this same group of people could send it under one roof, or has that ship sailed?
So, is the season 8 reunion? Kyle's in a terrible mullet. Amanda's whining, even with her mouth closed. Wes has terrible, terrible teenage hair, even though he's a 30-year-old douchebag.
That oversized blazer. Oh, my God. He looked like he was at the end of Big. Oh, my goodness. I hated that outfit on him.
The end of Big. Yeah. So, and Carl in his black and white shoes and still his white jeans and
yeah, it's just a lot. It's just like a lot. Everything with Lindsay is just like a lot. You know, I just want to be like treated softly. That's all.
Give me a little softness and tenderness. Yeah. Danielle, forgot Danielle was still here. Danielle, it feels like Danielle was fired 5 years ago, doesn't it?
I know. Well, I feel like she's been fired from the show 3 times and she keeps coming back.
She really is the ward of this show. Okay, so can everybody make it at the it back and send it under the same roof for another season?
Light. Do you think this same group of people could send it under one roof, or has that ship sailed?
Cut to Bethany Frankel in the pool. What does that have to do with anything?
All right, you know what? I just tried this soda in my arm. Don't like it. It's terrible. Okay, what's it called? Coca-Cola? All right, you know what? You gotta take it off the market. I'm sorry. It's just business. Okay, if you have a bad product, you take it off the market. Sorry, Coca-Cola, take it off the market.
I'm done with this. You know what?
Don't like it.
To all the investors out there, stop it. Stop it. Keep your money in your pockets. Why are you wasting my time? You know what I invested into this? Time. I'm owed. I'm owed money. I'm owed money for investing my time. All right, here's the taste test. I'm holding this one. Tastes like poop. Tastes like poop. Both of them taste like poop. Stop investing in poop, okay? By the way, drones are sniffing out nukes. We're all going to die. Okay, have fun. Have a good day. Thanks for being with me on TikTok. Bye.
What do I do? Just stay here?
Paige, what if I die?
So Paige locks. Is that Wes that she locks into the coffin?
Who's
that? It's a little person.
I don't know who it is.
It's a short person, so I think it's Wes. Because it's a very little coffin. Or it's a bad angle, too, you know?
Well, and you know, you having that GoPro stuck right on your face when it closes, that just makes it all the more claustrophobic.
Well, that's how all these people are going to be buried. You know that, right? Millennials are all going to just demand that they have GoPros in their fucking funeral. They're going to live stream their fucking burials. Have us paying.
If I die young, bury me with a GoPro.
PayPal prescriptions or Patreon prescriptions to watch them decompose.
Only corpses. Yeah.
Only bones. Let's go.
Yeah.
You just stay here. There.
Paige, what if I die?
This season on Summer House.
A lot of twerking. Okay. A lot of parties in the backyard. Mm-hmm. Paige is dressed like Wicked, the Wicked Witch of the West.
Wow. Another tie-in. They really are committed to this. They probably scheduled this party to air at the same time as the Oscars, or Oscar nominations, just to get that Wicked synergy going.
Ow, Paige, why'd you push me off this platform? I'm defying gravity. Stupid.
Oh, my favorite song from Wicked, it's called The Wizard and I. I dedicate it to Craig, but when I sing it to Craig, I call it The Dummy and I.
So then we see the big Halloween party. What?
No one mourns the stupid. Go on.
So then we cut to twerking, the backyard. A lot of twerking. Yeah. An old person party, I guess. Oh, no, it's a Halloween party.
I think it's like a
Gabby
Halloween.
And Sierra are dressed like, I guess, older people. And they're butt Halloween dancing on summer. Each other.
Yeah. Then there's like a water slide.
Down. Well, West it looks like Wes is bathed. So that's nice.
Yeah, that's good. It's fun.
Water slide. Big party. We've got crazy costumes. Let's see. Someone's dressed as a shark. Kyle's dressed as a shark.
He loves an inflatable costume, and then he's the first one to complain that it's too hot in the costume. Like, dude, think of another concept. This is not going
to
work. But
short people
you.
Love those because they feel like they get to make more of a statement. You know what I mean? I mean, short people, if they could learn to twirl more quickly, they'd be, you know, carrying around those car wash signs. You know how people have those and they twirl them in the street? Yeah, they need the attention. God bless them. Wes, the editors hate him. Look at all the bad edits he's already getting. Look at this. We get an under from the ground shot looking up at Wes as he's just looking gross. That's all I can describe.
He's a
gross
pirate with a life preserver and also like a life ring. So he's like a pirate who can't swim or something like that. So yeah, pirate party. So right, we have a Halloween party and a pirate party coming our way at the very least.
Yeah. Okay, and then Kyle on a mic. Let's see what he's saying.
Has anyone seen my wiener?
Was it worth it, Ronnie? Was it worth it? Let's see what he's saying.
And I was in my wiener.
And then he's talking, of course, about someone dressed as a literal hot dog. Hilarious. More costumes. Wackiness. Laughing. Parrot costumes. This is hilarious. Boys kissing. Wes and what's his buns?
Wes, the tall one. Jesse? Look at that
Jesse
girl.
Solomon and Wes kissing, and a girl who's like, oh my God, he's like, we're so getting married.
Like, he's kind of like a dreamboat. Oh my God. Yeah. I bet they're going to kiss. Oh my God.
Wait, is that Wes? That is Wes, right? He's giving me Tom Sandoval vibe. Not Sandoval, Schwartz vibes, but I think it's Wes. And then horses jumping. I guess we're going to do a little equestrian thingy. Let's see.
Yeah.
I love how we have no idea what's going on.
How do you do it?
Heard a rumor.
Carl trying to blow a conch.
Blow a cock.
A conch. Classic Carl. Oh. Well, I think that like being sober just makes like tasks like these a little harder for me. That's it. Oh, hold on, I can do it. Oh. Okay, let me blow into it. Hold on. Hot. 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 Look right, by the way. Hot. Hot.
All right.
Put your
How do you do it?
Heard a rumor.
Huh?
That there could be a girl. I heard she's hot.
She's so tall.
Oh my gosh, got a new hot girl in the house. There's not just one model in the house anymore, babe.
No, I hear that they're putting in some ugly ass girl on Summer House, Jesse.
Yeah, that would be the news, actually, if he was like, well, guess what? We're changing up casting. It's all about ugly people now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's not going to be ugly. It's Bravo.
Do you think
it's
this is
house.
His business rents due? What the fuck is that? What's rents do? Is that a business? It matches his shirt exactly, so I think it's his business.
It might be a... Here, I'm going to look a little closer. I'm changing screens. It says... Rents due... I don't know, because I feel like sometimes people say that like about working out. Like, rents due, gotta pay my dues at the gym, bro. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So then they're excited for a hot new girl. She is indeed hot. She's so young. Oh my God. She's gone crazy with the lip injections. She's got a baseball glove on the front of her face, but very, very pretty. My goodness.
She is a, I think she's an influencer because I looked her up and she has like 1.1 million followers, which is insane.
Wow. Well, she deserves them. What a beautiful little girl. What a beautiful little lady. I'll say that.
So tall.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Not helping with the groceries. So tall.
What?
Look at her not helping with the groceries. Everyone's carrying a grocery bag and not her. Look,
yeah, she's too pretty for that. She's like, I'm the one with the bangs is the one who lifts things. So if anybody needs that, she's there.
Stop and shop. Okay, I love that store.
Don't look her in the eyes. Not because she's snobby, but it'll be better for you. Trust me. Move it, bangs.
Yeah, who's bangs back there? Is that just like her... like social media assistant?
I don't know.
So tall.
Yeah. What's your name?
Lexi. I want to make sure that this is like a thing where we're only getting to know each other.
This is my last night.
Oh, so Jessie has a girlfriend. Her name is Lexi.
She looks like a real pro. A Lexi pro.
So they're little lovebirds. She locks them down right away. She's like, I just want to make sure we're only getting to know each other and not like everybody else. Cause like everybody else is like harder to get to know. It's like easier to like get to know you because you're tall.
I hope Jesse Solomon enjoys his first true fuckboy season, because last season he skated by because he didn't date anyone in the house. He just brought randos into his room, banged him, and then they left. But now he's going to get messy with someone in the house, which means he is going to now get, I think, the fuckboy edit.
I don't know. I think he's in with this girl. I think he's in good with this girl. I think this is, he's going to try and take over the Carl and Lindsay spot on this show. They're going to try and be like the new blood, I think.
Maybe. Speaking of which, here's Carl, toaster with a soft.
Who's like, guys?
A soft lover boy.
Soft. Guys, soft lover boy. Let me just say, this is like my goal, Lindsay, this drink. So.
Yeah, I'm going to do brick and mortar of this drink.
We'll do what? Say it again.
Brick and mortar of this drink. Ha.
I'm doing brick and mortar of this drink.
It's a white tea and peach. White tea and peach. Lover boy. Yeah, pretty good.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hello, ladies and germs, boys and girls. The Grinch is back again to ruin your Christmas season with Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast. After last year, he's learned a thing or two about hosting, and he's ready to rant against Christmas cheer and roast his celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. You can listen with the whole family as guest stars like John Hamm, Brittany Broski, and Danny DeVito try to persuade the mean old Grinch that there's a lot to love about the insufferable holiday season. But that's not all. Somebody stole all the Children of Whoville's letters to Santa, and everybody thinks the Grinch is responsible. It's a real Whoville whodunit. Can Cindy Lou and Max help clear the Grinch's name? Grab your hot cocoa and cozy slippers to find out. Follow Tis the Grinch Holiday Podcast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Unlock weekly Christmas mystery bonus content and listen to every episode ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
They say Hollywood is where dreams are made. A seductive city where many flock to get rich, be adored, and capture America's heart. But when the spotlight turns off, fame, fortune, and lives can disappear in an instant. When TV producer Roy Radin was found dead in a canyon near LA in 1983, there were many questions surrounding his death. The last person seen with him was Lainey Jacobs, a seductive cocaine dealer who desperately wanted to be part of the Hollywood elite. Together, they were trying to break into the movie industry. But things took a dark turn when $1 million worth of cocaine and cash went missing. From Wondery comes a new season of the hit show Hollywood and Crime, The Cotton Club Murder. Follow Hollywood and Crime, The Cotton Club Murder on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Cotton Club Murder early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Look at Kyle's face in this shot.
You know, ever since that stupid episode of Below Deck Sailing, I'm always keeping an eye on if there's three beans in the espresso martini.
And there are. Look at that. Yeah, there really are. That's true. You're supposed to have three. Life, wealth, health, happiness, Beth, death, schmelf,
flelf. Loverboy.
What are they?
One bean luck for sauce. Luck, happiness, and lover boy.
Okay. Hey, dude.
Look at this guy.
Can you guys tell me how we're feeling about Emeril?
Two story.
Yeah, what's going on with this guy? Okay, so there's also a new guy in, wow, really short shorts, kind of a crop top belly shirt.
Yeah. A little coffee mug.
Not sure what's going on with this guy, but he's given extreme douchiness.
Like straight on douche. Big douche.
Oh my God. All right, let's see.
Can you guys tell me how we're feeling about Emeril?
Two stories, 18 rooms. You walk in, two couches right there, a sex swing in your face.
Oh God. You know this guy listens to Joe Rogan. Goes Barstool Sports. He does the whole thing. Everything. And he loves talking about tech. The whole nine yards. By the way, also look how bored Paige was in that car. Paige is so mad that she has to drive in the same car as Lindsay. Look, just go back to it. You'll see Paige. She's like, I can't believe I'm so much more popular on the internet, and yet I'm stuck with this old lady driving me. It's not supposed to be this way.
Can we be divided into cars with decent amounts of followers and cars with like lame amounts of followers? Because seriously,
I have a question. Who thought it was a smart idea to put grape jelly into the cup holder? That's reserved for coffee. Let's get back to the point of that. Who is fucking this guy? This guy is like, yeah, just fucked two girls yesterday. This man whore. All right. He's going to be awful. Oh, my God. He's going to be just the worst.
Yeah, he's not going to be great, Ben. I have a feeling we're in for some frustration. All right.
Let's press play.
I'm pregnant. Do you have names?
Lindsay is not only pregnant, she's pregnant with a printed out poster board presentation from Kinko's.
Yeah. And everyone has to pretend like they're surprised when they saw this giant, like, ultra, what do you call it again? Ultrasound
picture.
This giant ultrasound is like in the household. And Lindsay's like, I'm pregnant, everyone. Like, yeah, we know there's an ultrasound that's been mounted on foam core in our living room. It's been there for 3 days. Also, I don't get it. Maybe it's because I never had a kid. But like when people are like, look at this ultrasound, to me, it looks like messy paint. It's just like, I don't see anything. I see black, I see white, I see grays, I see swirls. It could be a hurricane, you know, for all I know. Like it does nothing for me. Oh, I guess I can sort of see ahead.
There is no pass or fail in a Rorschach test, but you just failed. So look, you
like
see
his head. I guess there's sort of a head. There's sort of a head.
Yeah,
there.
You can see his head, and it looks like it's actually sipping from a beer. Actually, if you look at that, it looks like right here there's a beer being tilted into the baby's mouth, which actually makes a lot of sense for anybody who's watched this show for more than 5 minutes. I would say very cute baby is gonna have a nice round head. You know, some babies have misshapen heads. This baby is very nicely rounded. And I would like to say also, as far as interior design goes, Lindsay's womb looks fantastic. I mean, it's very tastefully done. The ceiling, I love the textured ceiling. It's like a new texture. You know, it's not just dots, splotches. It's very nice.
Yeah. You can see an empty space where there had previously been reserved a sign that would say Rad House, but you know, now it's not there, which I think is good. I think it would have been too cluttered.
The baby is like really enjoying my Tecate, # ad. It was great. So did you actually see where she did sponsor? She did SponCon for her birth. Like she literally popped out a baby and then was eating a sandwich from Jersey Mike's or something.
Yes.
It was like, wow, nothing like having a baby and then having a Jersey Mike's waiting for me.
Is like the perfect answer.
Make that money, honey. Okay, let's see.
Do you have names picked out?
We haven't named. Who is we? You don't live together? Huh?
Uh-oh. So, Lindsay, the questions start coming. Do you have names picked out? I'm going to name my babies Stupid and Stupider. So, Stupid Junior.
And Cutler.
So who is this guy that Lindsay's with? And Lindsay looks like, I forget. Like,
yeah. And, she, and she's yet. Not living with him yet. So everyone's like, oh my God, here comes Lindsay again. All that she wants is another baby. She's gone tomorrow.
So this cast, for as much salad as they eat, this is the saddest salad I've ever seen. This is a pile of iceberg. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Come
What's
on,
happening
man.
Here?
Come on.
This is a West. This is West. West made this dinner. I'm telling you this right now. Okay. You know, now that you watch Love Island, or at least were forced to watch Love Island last summer, you have some context for this. I think they did this on this last season. But like a famous trope is that like the boys have to make girls dinner and they usually assemble a salad that looks like this. And so I feel like this is like West on Love Island making a salad for Lindsay as part of a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Pretty much. I think that's a very good call. So, and I love that they're even, they have baby's breath here. Get it? Baby's breath.
Oh, is that what that's called? That kind of flower?
Yeah. Baby's breath. Oh. Baby's breath.
Baby's breath.
You don't live together?
No.
I just don't want it to feel like you're single momming this up.
Uh-oh. That so was... Lindsay's giving her man too much freedom, or is it vice versa?
Either way, we're going to get a Danielle cameo this season. That's what this means. We're seeing her. Danielle looks fantastic. Jeez, I don't think Danielle's ever looked any better. She looks gorgeous.
This is definitely Danielle's best look. Her hair is adorable. Her everything is adorable. She looks great. Yeah.
Yes,
maybe Danielle's better in like tiny tastes. I mean, it usually is a tiny taste, but look at West. Stupid West.
Just
every
lump.
Time West is on screen, I just think gross. He's just gross. I mean, even fresh out of the water, he's gross.
Yeah, he's not baby's breath. He's baby's poop.
He's baby's stank breath. baby poopy breath. Okay, let's
I don't
see.
Want it to feel like you're single momming this up.
I haven't had sex for a year.
You're giving me like lemur energy?
Do you like lemur?
I haven't had sex for a year. Who did he have sex with a year ago? Because a year ago, I don't think he'd had sex for a year either, right?
Yeah. A year ago was
summer,
a year ago he was dating Lindsay.
Yeah, I don't think he was having sex with Lindsay. I mean, maybe they tried it right. A couple of times, but wasn't there a thing about how they weren't having sex, or it was just that the sex was really bad?
I don't know, but he left. I guess he just hasn't had sex since Lindsay. But I thought he was with someone. I'm so confused.
I'm confused too. But I'll bet this girl hasn't had sex in a while either, because who is this person? She comes up to Carl and she goes, you have like a lemur energy? What? What does that mean? Is that a compliment?
I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily wrong, to be honest, because I can sort of see Carl does look kind of like a lemur right now in his pirate outfit. He's wearing black and white stripes, but it's kind of giving like King Julius or whatever.
Can I ask you a question? Do lemurs steal hamburgers from Ronald McDonald's? Because I don't think so. I do not think so.
Well, I just want to say I'm actually going into brick and mortar with a lemur, so it sort of makes sense.
Let me ask you something. Could you do me a favor? Could you be a little soft? Yeah, tilt some back right down your throat. It's fantastic. I've actually got two right now. Let's face them towards the camera. Okay.
Put your lemur weight on me.
You're giving me like lemur energy.
Do you like lemurs?
Very much.
She's super into lemurs guys, so congrats. Finally found one. I've been looking for a guy with lemur energy for years.
How do you feel about lemurs with veneers?
Would you call them lemurs? I'm back, guys. Carl is back.
By the way,
it's Carlito 9.0.
I forgot to mention, by the way, that Carlito, when we open up our soft, when we have our hard launch of our soft brick and mortar, there will be a comedy night. So I'm going to just remember this one. I'm going to write down a notebook. Kyle wants to be a DJ. I want to be a stand up, and I'm going to put this little lemur material. You're laughing. This is good. It's a good sign. My comedy's really taken off. There's a lot to make right now. Just be a little tender. Nailing with me. A little tender.
Nailing it. Put your weight on me.
Yeah. Tender.
You're a f-ing fraud, and now I'm adding cheater to your f-ing resume. You've been talking.
Oh, hell no.
Love it.
Who's she yelling? Who's she yelling about?
I don't know, but I like it. I like
Gabby's
it.
Gabby's loving it. I love that this. They've just decided, listen, Gabby's a reactor. Let's just let Gabby react to things hilariously. Because every scene of Gabby so far is just being reacting and being funny. Love it.
Yeah.
I'm with it. Okay.
And now I'm adding cheater to your f***ing resume. You've been talking to this girl since before we broke up.
I pray for you.
I don't need you to pray for me.
I pray for you.
Oh, Paige is like, I love this. Oh, my God. God, I love Carl sometimes, really. I'm happy in my life, but God, he can still make me happy from across the table. Just roast her. Roast the bitch.
Trying to internally memorize everything to tell Hannah on Giggly Squad. Must report everything directly to her.
So we find out that Carl was cheating the whole time. Dun, dun, dun. And West is like,
cheating with the Lord. I pray for
my
you.
My shirt was made into Stitchin' Bitch. So anybody? Anybody? Okay, great. West is in a headband right now, guys.
Yes. So. Carl saying he prays for her. Like, since when does Carl pray? His stepfather is a reverend, so maybe this is like his new thing, is that he's religious.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe he's turned over a new leaflet, and this one says, you know, join Jesus Christ or perish in
Church
hell.
Of Lemur. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ and Latter-day Lemurs.
What?
Jesus Christ and Latter-day Lemurs. Oh.
Lemur Day Saints. All right, Ben.
Liberty says.
I don't need you to pray for me.
It's weird to have a boyfriend that's giving hater energy. And like, I hate watching that.
Uh-oh. Boyfriend giving hater energy. His name is Craigola. Here we go.
No, but Paige looks different. Pillows.
Why does Paige look different?
She's giving, actually looks a little bit like Penelope Cruz right there.
She does. Something's different with Paige. What is it? Is it her spirit? Is it her face? She doesn't look like it's work. I mean, is it just another year? Her hair's pretty. She looks good. I think she's, it's nothing bad. What's the eyebrows?
I think she's. I think it's Charleston. I think she's like, do you know, I just went all the way down to Charleston to sit outside by some stupid fucking pool under an awning when I have this house right here. Do I have to travel on a plane to do exactly what I do right here? Answer me that, please.
Oh, see.
Like, I hate watching that.
You can't choose work all the time.
Should I apologize for being strong and independent?
Hey, yes. Guess what? I literally can choose work all the time. Okay? Yes, I can. What, you it's just what you be do, at Craig. Home when I'm done with work. Okay?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. She will choose work, and she should choose work because her work is much cooler than yours. And I say this as someone who enjoys sewing. They're reaching the crossroad.
I'm sick of this. Like, they've been at the same crossroad for years. One of them does not want to move. Neither one of them wants to move. I don't like that. It's the impetus is on her. It's really bothering me. He's like, I have a store on King Street. Then fly there and go to it. Little fart.
Yeah.
But he also does have a banging house. So that's where it gets tricky. Because I think he does move for the house, right? I think the house is great, but like, oh my god, a deck, they win. Thank you.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Paige will be miserable down there. She hates it. No. The house, they can get a nice house up in New York. They can get a nice apartment up in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That house can be a summer house.
Agreed. Agreed.
Thanks for being strong and independent.
Me and Craig are going to break up, and everything I have will, like, go away. I'm just so...
Aww. No, you'll
everything
still have
I have
your...
will go away, like my ability to tolerate stupid people or the new skill I learned, which is laughing at his jokes, which are always terrible. It's all going to go away. I'm so sad. Are my tears sarcastic enough for you?
Literally, who else in life is going to nickname me after a mediocre protein? I mean, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
It's like... Chicken is such a top tier pet name for a loved one. And the fact that I wasted it on Craig, it just makes me so sad. Like the next person, what am I going to call him? Like cereal box? It just doesn't work.
I will like go away and just hold on.
He's flirting with Sierra.
I don't trust her. I'm sorry. I don't trust you.
He's flirting with Sierra. This is the new girl, the new model. Now it's model versus model. I don't trust her. Yeah. Sorry, I don't trust you. Did you hear me? You're her. You are her.
How old is this girl? Is she like 14? She looks like she's not even old enough to be on this show.
She's 14. She's very young.
Just put down the injector. Just that's all I ask. You're so naturally beautiful, you're hurting yourself at this point. You still need to be able to drink a Coke out of a bottle. That's what I say. Okay, let's see.
I don't trust her. I'm sorry. I don't trust you.
You actually.
Come on, come back.
You threw the first punch.
I know this is a Halloween party, but the fact that she's calling Jesse Solomon a sleaze bag and he's dressed like this in a silk Howard Hugh Hefner robe. Sorry, we just were talking about that on another recap. He's in a Hugh Hefner robe and like sunglasses at night. It's pretty hilarious. What did you think? Buy a neon swing or whatever this is.
And then we have Craig in a tricorn hat.
Back. You threw the first punch, Kyle. You could have just taken a f***ing bread.
Everyone has to have...
Oh, it's Kyle and Craig fighting about seltzer waters.
Kyle has been notably absent from this trailer, I have to say. He really has not had a strong presence. They're really moving on to the new generation.
He's not doing great. And look, this isn't helping. The DJ. DJ Kyle.
DJ Kyle.
I don't know. I don't know why it makes me sad for him, but it does. You know, it doesn't make me sad for him. He's living his best life. It makes me sad for this person right here, Amanda. It really does.
Yeah.
Amanda's like, exactly. Wow, now I get to come listen to Depeche Mode mixed in with Adele and pretend that you wrote these songs. This is great.
Instead of doing my passion, which is designing bathing suits for women with big boobs at home.
And you know, she actually did that. And you know who has very little lines? Amanda. She hasn't said one thing. At least we've heard Kyle say, but we haven't heard Amanda say one thing, have we? We haven't even heard
not
one single.
Thing. Not a peep.
Kyle. God, come on. You can't have her here without singing Kyle. It's like having Cher without singing Turn Back Time, right?
Precisely. That's my first thought.
The only reason I came here tonight was so that someone kept his wife company while he pretends to be Diplo.
Paige, so good.
Look at him. Cut to Kyle just bouncing up and down going, yes, yes, I'm amazing.
Yes, tech bro, yes.
She's being two-faced with me.
Why is she being two-faced?
Did you just say I'm being two-faced? How f***ing dare you?
It was slander.
Stop.
You know what that means?
Don't f***ing do that.
Yes, stop. Paige versus Kyle. I'm living for this. I love this.
Kyle should be smarter than to mess with Paige in general, but especially on a season where Paige is having some sort of stress with Craig, because she's going to unleash it all on Kyle, and it's going to be magnificent. Also, I love that Lindsay's wearing a bib that has a little doggy bone on it. I don't know what that story is.
Yeah, so is Kyle. What's that? Look at this. Oh, it's a girl. It's a gender reveal.
Oh, it's a baby. Oh, God. God, gender reveals.
It's a gender reveal with a lot of shells, because like there's piles of shells everywhere. And man, they really go to town at this gender reveal. Lots of food. And Amanda's just trying to like scrunch into her shirt. She's so mortified.
I know. But by the way.
Also, it's not two-faced when someone tells you right to your face that you're a piece of shit. So I don't know.
That's true. By the way, Kyle post-mullet looks great. It's so nice to have the mullet better. Gone. It looks just mullet. Great. Just great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great work.
This was great work.
Being two-faced with me.
Why is she being two-faced?
Did you just say I'm being two-faced? How dare you?
It was slander.
Stop.
You know what that means?
Don't f***ing do that to me.
This is getting carried away.
I'm leaving.
You guys have to cherish this. Your happy family. I know it's sometimes dysfunctional, but this is a beautiful thing you have. And I used to have that too.
Shorts on sitting on the edge of the bed of the girls. You guys, you gotta cherish this. Cherish it. Which, you know, he knew. He knew at that time, probably.
No, he has nothing.
It's done. It's over. He's got nothing. It's done. Yeah, so I guess
Amanda's just laughing at his face. They're just laughing at him. I'm like, don't even try, please. February 12th. That's exciting. Can't wait. Love Summer House. Summer House, I'm just so proud of our little Summer House. For a show that people used to just make fun of. Well, people still make fun of it, but people used to be like, oh God, that show is so bad. I don't know how you can watch it. And now it's like one of the most popular shows on Bravo. So good job, Summer House.
Amazing show.
Doing great things.
Amazing show. Can't wait to have you back. And that's going to be like one of the most amazing things in 2020. Guys, that was remixed by Kyle. Get soft. Guys, thank you so much for being here with us. Have an amazing holiday. Okay. We sure love you guys. We will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Bringing the Funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
The highest tally, it's Sarah McNally.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.